Damien, we are getting word that a popular noodle restaurant is coming to town.
Noodles & Company was founded in 1995 and offers just about any type of noodle you can imagine. From macaroni and cheese to penne and pad thai and lo mein. They even have zoodles and cauliflower noodles. All kinds of noodles. And we're expected to get one here in Las Cruces in the fall of 2022. And Carlos Hill is the president of Tsunami Enterprises. He's also the owner of the sushi franchise here in Las Cruces, up on Telshore in Commerce. And he's taking on the multi-unit franchise agreement. Originally from Albuquerque, but he lives in Las Cruces now, and he's looking at opening four different franchises in the coming 3 years.
Okay, look forward to hearing where that location is going to be. I want to move on and talk about a Netflix film that is being shot in Mesilla. What can you tell us about this film?
Well, it's called Chupa. It's in production through October and filming in various locations around the state, including in Mesilla. Last week, we found out from the New Mexico Film Office that filming locations around the state include Estancia, the Zia Pueblo, Santa Fe, Albuquerque, and Mesilla. The cast includes an Oscar nominee, Demian Bashir, along with Evan Whitten, Nicholas Verdugo, and Ashley Ciara. And apparently it's going to be about a teenager who, while visiting his family in Mexico, gains an unlikely companion when he discovers a mythical creature hiding on his grandfather's ranch. I assume that our listeners probably could surmise what that mythical creature might be. They're expecting the production to employ about 300 New Mexico crew members and 650 New Mexico background and extras, according to the film office.
Okay, now we also have news of another business opening, a new medical cannabis dispensary. What can you share with us about this new business?
That's right. It's located at Avenida de Mesilla and Valley Drive. It's called Vireo Health, which operates cannabis dispensaries in five states. Was actually founded by an emergency room physician who was frustrated by how much of his care was related to alcohol and prescription drug abuse. That physician, Dr. Kyle Kingsley, turned to cannabis and founded what has become one of the largest growers and retailers in the country. They're based out of Minnesota, but just recently doubled its presence in New Mexico, where it operates as Green Goods. They had two dispensaries in Albuquerque and added two more this month. So they're actually located right up the road from Ultra Health, which is another big cannabis dispensary. And while currently, of course, their medical use, they're looking at expanding to adult use whenever that market becomes available.
All right, Damien, thank you so much for the update this week. We look forward to talking with you next week on the Monday Business Watch.
Always a pleasure.